Chris. How did
good morning.
Good morning. How did we get the music turned back on? Was that me? I hope not.
I don't have music.
Oh, it sounded like it came back on for a second.
I have rhythm. Does that help?
Folks, I got to apologize. I'm struggling with bronchitis right now, so if I start hacking, I'm going to need to turn the meeting over to Ron, because I don't want to have forced you guys to listen to me doing that the entire meeting.
Ron may be hanging up.
Ron may be hanging up. Ron's not allowed to hang up.
Oh.
Who does Ron think he is?
Exactly. Let's get to the bottom of this question.
Excuse me. Oh, man, I hope I'm going to make it. Okay. Okay, Abigail, just a second.
I got your MRO Chrism label, Ann.
Oh, is it adorable?
It's adorable.
What a shame I couldn't actually retype all those 233 column definitions.
Wait, why is Anne creating an MRO Chrism label?
We're taking over.
No, it's just a mock-up for what a label might look like in a new system, that's all. Have to have something distracting for people to argue about or we'll never get anything done.
All we did was argue.
Yeah, pretty much.
So were you serious about maybe logging off?
I am, Ron. Do you have a conflict?
Well, the guy's supposed to show up to install my... Oh, hey, Chuck. Or Boris.
This is Boris.
I'm sorry, Ron. I guess I logged on late enough to... Missed your question. What were you asking? We might not have it, or I'm sorry.
No, we're definitely going to... Well, let's go through fast. Fast is always good.
Let's go through what?
The agenda.
Yeah, we may need to do that if I'm going to survive this. Do we have anybody from GEO?
Yes.
Go ahead. Who's there?
Susie.
Or did you say not yet?
I heard Susie.
Susie, are you there?
Just muted.
Okay. Susie? Anybody from GEO?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Just
you
me.
Are? Okay, just you. Okay, great. All right. then let me go through and see who I've got right now. I've got nobody on the front of my list. Let's see. Lyle.
I'm here.
Chris.
Here.
Ron. Carol Neese.
Yep.
And Rao. Boris.
Yes.
Dick. And Susie. Anybody I missed? All righty, then let's get going here. Starting at the top of the agenda, we've got 1116, which is aligning the online PSDD with the PDSDD.full, and this is basically an interface issue rather than a content issue. I've got no update on this, and since it's now been more than 3 months since there's been any update, I'm going to have to declare this parked. So I'll be mean to myself first, and then I can be mean to everybody else. Okay, next one is 1126. Multiple occurrences of the same keyword in an object, valid or not. Todd King is nominally the lead on this. Anybody else on his working group? We've got Mike Cayenne and Lyle and Ann and Dick. You're all on this working group. Are you
no.
aware of it?
No. I am not on this working group.
I'm sorry, Ann. I keep carrying this through in the minutes, and I apologize. It's fixed in the database, and I just... keep picking it up from old minutes.
This is your way of checking to see if I'm paying attention.
Yes, it is. I'm very sorry about that.
I think
all
it's
right,
happened.
Anyway, so either Lyle or Dick, are you aware of any progress on this one?
I think it's happened.
Okay, then I'm going to declare this one parked as well. 1127, pointer object ambiguity in the standards reference. Again, Lyle or, let me see, in this case it would be Ron.
Nothing has
pardon me?
Nothing has happened.
Nothing on that one either.
Okay. Oh, look, I'm on that one.
Pardon me?
I didn't know I was on that one. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Okay, that one's now parked as well.
Does it make sense to move this to 4, PDF4? Is there some...
Todd, we just went through a couple of your SCRs. Has there been any progress on either the 1126 or 1127? This is the multiple occurrences of the same keyword and the pointer object ambiguity. Okay, yeah, we're officially moving those two to parked then, same as my first one, which is 1116.
Oh, that's fine.
We were discussing the possibility of whether or not 1127 belongs under PDS-4 at this stage.
Doesn't PARC mean PDS-4 anyway?
Effectively it may, although that's not really. Good morning, Patty. Until we officially make it PDS-4, I can revive it under PDS-3 if I think it's worth doing it so, and I can find somebody who wants to take it on.
I could see 1126 being PDS-4 just to, for the simplification aspect.
But those two SCRs came up was as part of the data model specification anyway.
Well, and I think they were probably on that list when we went back and tried to sort through all the SCRs. These were sort of ambiguous. Let's figure out whether or not these belong in PDS-3 or PDS-4.
Well, no, they predate the information model work. They came from work that Rosetta was doing.
Yep. And they have to do with sort of clarity of the standards as stated. And when new people come to these standards, they don't, you know, they don't have the whole corporate knowledge. And these two were supposed to address some of the deficiencies in the wording in the standards.
Right. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, they're rather independent of PDS-3 or PDS-4. They kind of cut to original intent.
Yeah, there are definitely things that need to be cleaned up under PDS-4 in terms of resolving the ambiguities. The issue is it important enough to resolve those ambiguities under PDS-3 that we continue to deal with them, or do we just want to muddle through the way we have in the past and allow the individual nodes to make a ruling with their missions?
So, Anne, has been satisfied one way or another?
No, Rosetta's just ignoring it and doing whatever the hell they want.
Well, I guess still under the rules, since no progress, it's being parked, right? Unless someone has some objection, I guess. I don't know the actual rules for
parking. Yeah, the reason for no progress is we have too much other stuff going on in terms of PDS-4, which isn't progressing quick enough either.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should park
PDS-4. PDS-4 was progressing at an ideal speed. I mean, it would still be a couple of years before we're archiving into that system, so we need to...
I mean, on a one-on-one basis, you know, node to mission, we can explain these things to them. The problem is they get a little legalistic, and they say, well, it doesn't say so in the standard, and, you know, then you have to make your...
Well, I think the most important fact that people need to be aware of, particularly with 1126, is if you include multiple instances of the same keyword in an object, the second instance will clobber the first in any software that's reading it. In the access tools that are used by engineering nodes, certainly.
That's hardly all software.
Okay, my apologies. In the software that is used that underlies things like NASAView and the vTool and everything else that is coming out of the engineering node, sort of our common access tool, as I say, the second instance of the keyword will clobber the first.
But in terms of the multiple occurrences, I mean, this is really something that goes to the heart of the validation process. You know, when you give a label to the validation tool, the new vTool, It should tell you what is proper and what's not.
Well, but then that's why we came up with the SCR in the first place, is we need to know whether it's proper.
Well, I guess my question on this has always been, why can't they use sequences or sets instead of repeating the keywords?
Or groups.
That's how they're supposed to do it.
Which is what groups was intended for. You're right. I mean, it depending on how this is being used, a multi-valued... keyword, turning it into a multi-valued keyword or using a group to separate it for different purposes is the way you're supposed to deal with it.
There's no SCR written on that one, huh? There was just the stated problem. I thought there was something written on
it. Let me check my directory on my machine. There's, if I've received anything, it should be there.
It's not on the web page.
Yeah, I know. That usually means there's nothing there, but let me double check and see if I've blown it. 1126. There's nothing on the website on 1126?
There's no SCR.
There's no SCR. There's all the telecons and things.
I remember
there's a discussion blog.
You know what the SCR would look like.
look a lot like 1127 because I would have written them on the
very,
same day.
Very, very, very bizarre because I've got three versions of it in my directory.
Okay.
That is really weird. Okay, I will get those out there.
Before we park it, let's just wait one more telecon round and let's look at those SCRs and see what shape they're in.
All right. Is everybody else okay with that?
And,
yeah.
You know, maybe we can do a vote on this with a little bit of work. I just haven't given it any attention.
So. All right. So 1126, let me...
Can you post those?
I will do that. So I'm going to change this too. We've got no update. ERI to post existing SCRs on website. And then your working group will review SCRs and determine whether to move forward. Does that work okay?
Yeah, let's do it that way.
All right.
Making me do work.
Excuse me. All right. 1127. Now, what are we going to do with that one? Are we content leaving that one part?
Same thing. There's four copies of the SCR posted that I see.
Okay. Yeah. Now, that's consistent with what I've got in my directory.
And I think we should just review it and maybe as a working group, you know, give some recommendation.
All right. Let me write that down. Okay, working group, for crying out loud, I'm going to type working group 2, review posted SDRs and determine.
I would note for the working group in your discussions, the two of the keywords that they wanted to repeat were note and description.
Okay, let me put that in as a note.
Why would you need to repeat those?
I have no idea. Probably because they were writing the note or the description at different points in their processing pipeline and didn't want to have to go back and find the original one.
Okay, sounds good.
That or they're parsing a fifth header and they're trying to take two different descriptions.
No, that wasn't it. These were comments that looked like they'd been inserted by pipelines.
Okay.
But the point is that you can't really have a series or sequence of note and description values, I don't think. Although,
there's
a pretty good chance the standards doesn't actually prohibit it.
All right, but, you know, it goes under the heading of bad idea.
Arguments here.
Now, if they're part...
We've had a new section, too.
I merely mention it so that if you try to apply a blanket solution, you know that there is one situation that might be problematic. That's all.
Okay.
All right. 1135, this was the PDF/A as a potential replacement for text documents. Lyle, you're the lead on this one.
An attempt was made in the working group. That attempt failed. We will make another attempt shortly.
Attempt to... Old meeting, failed, continuing. All right, so you're still actively working that one. Okay, sounds good. 1140, update the standard reference to bring the archive, 80D, I can never remember the acronym, archive description documentation requirements in alignment with the PAG and APG. I've done diddly squat on this one. You know what? I'm going to park it until I've got time to work on it. Okay, 1141, increase the data quality ID to 16 characters. This is Richard Chen's. He unfortunately couldn't make it today.
Well, he sent me a message this morning, an email about this.
Okay.
And it has to do with Messenger.
Okay.
And I'm finding his email because I've already forgotten.
I think the issue we had was there was a couple of different missions involved in this. You know what? We came up with a solution. I'm the one who's holding this up. That's right, because we had come up with a solution on the telecon. We had decided this keyword can't be fixed. Here's what we're going to do, and just go ahead and brute force it. And I got to go look back at the notes and just write this thing up. I think that's all that remains to be done is basically write up the SCR and get it out there for a vote.
Well, he was suggesting, I guess this came from Dick. Richard sent me an email saying Dick suggested it become a local data dictionary for Messenger. but I guess there's some reluctance to use the MESS period.
I don't remember. What is our practice on using a local data dictionary version of a regular keyword, of a keyword that's already in the main data dictionary? How does that work?
Well, he doesn't say what changes he wants to make to it.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying in general, what is our practice there?
I think the idea was that if you're refining the general use, then it's okay.
Are you allowed to change things like this?
Well, in principle, I think it's allowed, but I would not want to encourage a lot of that. The problem with this keyword is that there's a pair. There's another keyword which is supposed to have all the details in it.
The data quality description, yeah. But
yeah.
So why is that a problem, Dick?
It's not a problem. It's just that everything they're trying to do in the first keyword is actually supposed to be done in the second.
So that wasn't the only problem. The problem had to do with the data type and the way the keyword... Some people are using it as an integer, some are using it as a mask. It was an issue of changing it from a current small number of characters all the way out to a 16-character mask that I think was driving a lot of the issues. But you're right, and there is this... association with the data quality description, that is something we will be able to fix under PDS-4 by providing a linkage in the data dictionary, but can't do that now.
Writing an SDR?
Basically, that's what needs to happen, is I simply need to write up the SDR with the proposed solution. I would be interested if you could forward that email to me, though, Ron, and hopefully that's still the same mission that we've already been working on. Okay, so let me write this one down. Write up and send out existing proposed solution. All right, 11.3, add DVD plus R to the list of acceptable physical media formats. We had pulled this out of a previous SCR in order to, this is the bistatic, Magellan bistatic radio.
I have to sign off. Sorry, guys.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Ron.
Oh, Ron, okay, we'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, guys, how are you?
This was originally part of SCR 1139, and I had pulled it out in order to allow that SCR to move forward. The fundamental issue here was that Dick, and I believe some other nodes may be using the DVD plus R format rather than the minus R, which is DVD minus R or DVD ROM are the ones that are formally allowed in the standards. It turns out that under existing technology, the DVD plus R is actually the more reliable format now than the minus R. So I think we were inclined to simply go ahead and add this.
Would dispute that statement. Like, we have tons of problems with DVD plus Rs.
You have problems with plus R.
Yeah, Elizabeth, when you said that, did you mean it's more, you think you've understood it's more reliable as far as reservation on a shelf, or do you mean across platforms, or?
I don't have a lot of detail on the answer. I would have to check back with Dan. He was the one that mentioned this to me, that in recent years it's actually been looking like plus R is better than minus R now. So I would have to go back to him and find out what exactly that means.
If you want an easy solution, you can just park it. I am writing plus R's and sending them to Geo, but Geo almost immediately transfers everything to magnetic disk. So it's a transfer medium.
Rather
if they want to keep the plus R around for long-term archiving, that's okay. But
we've had a lot of problems with it. So
really?
Transfer is okay, but not for putting on the shelf.
This is interesting. Okay. Well, I mean, fundamentally, in the long run, we need to have some more technology analysis done on this. I think the issue was trying to figure out what the heck we're going to do in the near term.
Right.
Well, maybe this is something that it would be entirely appropriate if anybody does want to use it for archiving, that we do a waiver on until we get the opportunity to really examine it in depth.
One of the reasons why I believe, this is digging back in some old memories now, but one of the reasons why it was not recommended for archiving format at the time was because the error correction code is not nearly as robust on the plus R format as it is in the minus R format, which makes the likelihood of data loss after you've written and verified the disk higher.
Okay, Anne, could you repeat the critical part of that? You said the error correction code, is that what you called it?
Yes, the encoding, because I think it's one of those things where one of them uses 30 bytes and the other one uses 26 or bits,
okay.
And the other one uses 26 or something like that.
Not
I don't know.
As robust as on DVD minus R, okay.
I seem to remember that as being one of the critical issues in making the selection.
Okay, and you said Lyle and Susie both report problems.
Yes.
With DVD plus R format. Okay.
Let me quantify that. They all suck.
Okay. Okay.
Put that in Lyle's bad ideas section.
Comment about DVD plus R being better.
Well, unfortunately, there weren't any alternatives.
Yep.
Came from Dan.
Yeah.
Well, it may be better, but it still is not stable enough for a long term.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Well, then again, I think what I'm going to say is this really needs, we need to look into this more fully. Since Dick is only using it as a transfer medium for the most part.
I thought we kind of abandoned DVD for long-term archive
as a
principle.
It's no longer required, but that doesn't mean that everybody, that there's nobody that's continuing to archive on DVD.
But wait, wasn't there an engineering node white paper or something about archive media, and that was not on their acceptable list?
Do you mean the DVD plus R specifically or DVD in general?
No,
recordable.
DVD in general is all I remember, but I'm not positive.
This I don't remember. If there has been such a paper, I haven't seen it.
Well, it doesn't actually matter much because engineering node papers don't get to unilaterally change the standards without the whole process. It's a good reason to consider changing the standards, but it doesn't automatically negate the standards.
It was the media working group that did it.
Ah.
It may have gone to management council, but it was a year or so ago.
Right.
That's why we now have a policy that everything will be online.
Right.
But the fact is, I'm just using this to get the data to GEO.
Maybe this can go away then.
Yeah, that's why I suggested you just park it. It's too big to deal with everything else going on. It's really a PDS-4 issue. Maybe we don't even need hard media anymore.
Okay. Let's say parked as PDS-4. If physical media continue to be used for archiving, this issue needs to be resolved. Okay, I'll pass that on to the PDS-4 folks.
You might also make a note that the plus R format is, you can write double layers, I believe, and we really haven't gone into that before.
You can do that on minus R too, can't you?
Yeah, you can.
You can? Okay.
Yeah,
I went to a website and they said that plus R gave you that advantage.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of
okay.
A lot of crap out there that people don't understand about DVD formatting, generally speaking. A lot of crap I don't understand about DVD formatting, but
okay, sounds good. Well, like I say, we'll push this off to PDS-4. Dick, it sounds like you're basically using it for transfer rather than archiving anyway. So.
Well, I've got to get the data out, so I'm just going ahead and using it anyway.
Okay.
It's the simplest of several alternatives.
As long as you and your interface at Geo are doing fine on that, I'm not going to...
Ed said he would deal with it.
Okay.
It's only 3 DVDs.
Sounds good. All right, then 1145, which is PSDD file name length cleanup. This is a new SCR that's following on 1144 that just got approved by the Management Council. Dick realized that we had missed some impact to the data dictionary. So why don't you go ahead, Dick, and talk about it.
There are two keywords. One is file name and the other is uncompressed file name, which both explicitly say that file names are 27.3. So this SCR just changes that. It also reduces the limit of a file name from 120 characters, which I never understood, to 40, which would be the new one under 1144. Elizabeth put a couple of more things into the SCR. I'll ask her, even though probably nobody else has even seen this. You said the dataset local ID needs to have its formation rule?
Yeah, I just caught that by accident when I was looking through various formation rules, but it still talks about the old 8.3 standard.
Just looked it up in the data dictionary, and I couldn't even see where it was relevant.
Down under
so.
Formation rule description, which you usually have to scroll down to see.
Well, I've got the PDS full here, and it doesn't even have a formation rule.
That's not included in the PDS full file.
Okay.
You've got to look at the online version.
Well... I come from the PDS-3 spec working group where PDS-4 was the,
hang
was
on a second,
the baseline.
Data set, are you talking about data set local ID?
Yeah.
That's a small bodies keyword, and 8 characters was picked deliberately. It's got nothing to do with file names.
Okay, the problem is the formation rule description says that the rules for this are the same as the rule for file name length.
It should have no formation rule description. It has nothing to do with file names.
Okay, well, then we need to update the keyword still. What we can do, it should be pulled out of this then. I only put a comment in there saying that we need to possibly look at it. I'll just drop that comment. But yes, there is a formation rule description for that keyword. So if it
that's
got to
be a typo from when it was ingested. It never should have had one.
Okay,
that was one question. The other was under file name, you had added a sentence saying that see Chapter 10 of the PDS standards reference for more details on naming files. I would recommend against that because it hardwires the data dictionary into the standards reference and in particular to a very specific chapter in
okay.
the standards reference. I don't think it's a good idea to
My
make those hard
is
links.
My biggest concern is that there are specific guidelines laid out in that chapter that we didn't want to go into exhaustive detail in the...
I understand, but there may not even be a PDS standards reference
okay.
in PDS-4, so...
Go ahead and drop it.
The other stuff looks fine.
Okay.
But basically all we're doing is allowing 40-character file names rather than 31-character file names in these two places in the data dictionary.
Now, my biggest concern that I had with this SCR that I wanted to ask the group is, are file name lengths only used for files included within the PDS archive, in which case the 40-character limit applies, or is this keyword occasionally used to refer to external files? Which may not have those restrictions. And that may be why we had the 120 character length in the first place.
That's usually for things like source product ID or
spice kernel.
That sort of thing.
That's what I was thinking too, but I don't know whether we've exhausted all the possibilities when we say that. I think the working group needs to do a quick survey and see whether there's any cases where more general use would be needed, but the fact that we talk about the 27.3 or the 36.3 in the description says that even the people who wrote the original definition for file name were thinking fairly narrowly, and yet it ended up with 120 characters
well,
as the maximum
that
length.
That 27.3 was obviously not from the original description. I would guess that was updated at the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So anyway, the working group needs to at least do a quick survey on that question.
Yeah. Now, moving
but if it's an external file that's referenced in the label, it's not external. You know, it becomes documented and it becomes part of the archive. It's not like things that are in the extras directory or something or have
yeah.
labels.
Better be part of the archive.
Yeah. Well.
Well, it's not even a column in an index table because that's.
Well, keep in mind, this isn't a pointer, okay? We're not talking about a pointer to a file in the archive. This file name, you know, I can envision a situation where it's referring to, you know, a file name used as part of the processing history or something like that.
I don't think that's the proper use of this keyword.
Well, whether or not it is, I'm just trying to remember back to some of the Mars missions. Where... we might have run into a situation like that. This is the thing. As Dick said, we're going to have to go back and investigate whether or not it's ever been used that way. I'm just bothered by a vague memory that there was a Mars mission on which that might have happened.
Right, but we're talking about a keyword and not file names in general. I mean, once
I understand that, but what I'm saying is a keyword is different from a pointer. If it was a pointer, I would agree with you that the pointer would have to point to something within the archive. I don't think that file name keyword has to point to something within the archive.
Well, again, it's a question of usage. For what you're talking about, Elizabeth, I would expect to use a different keyword.
Okay, we can agree or disagree on that. However, that obviously has not been clear in the past, and I guess what I'm saying is I wouldn't rule out the possibility that a mission has done so. And that's what the working group needs to investigate.
Fine.
You know, if we want to clarify that and clean up the rules for when this keyword can be used, I've got no objection to that. but I'm just a little worried that it's been either used or misused in the past.
I was just noticing you have me as the lead on the working group. I didn't even want to be on the working group.
I feel you, Dick.
Oh, boy.
I thought this was a follow-up to 1144, and the 1144 working group should carry on.
Great. Given all the wonderful
work. I know anything about it. Come on. I just now saw this.
Well, the 1144 impact statement said there was nothing in the data dictionary that needed to be changed.
I'm really surprised to read that. I was so sure I had checked it.
I know. We both missed it, Susie. Oh, well. Susie, do you want to do it or do you want me to take it on?
I don't want to do it, but I will if you're real busy. It sounds like you're having a bad day there.
She's dying.
Okay, did I hear you're willing to take it
on? Yeah, I'll do it. I'm not on any other ones right now. I might as well.
All right. Well, I appreciate that very much, Susie. Thank you. All right. So we got Susie. I got to update the directory there. Or update the database, I should say. Update database. Okay, so working group needs to investigate past usage issue. Okay. All right. Last item on the agenda is the PDF version of the PSDD. I've been a little bit stalled on this for a while. I've been I had sent out an initial cut at the PDF to Mitch Gordon to review, and he had sent back some comments that I wasn't quite sure what to do with. So I wanted to talk. Oh dear, what's going on here? Oh, for crying out loud, don't tell me I had to RTF. There it is. Okay, good. okay, so he had sent back basically the philosophy that I had used when I was updating this or trying to produce this thing was that I was going to leave the static portions of the data dictionary alone and only update those portions of the document that would be generated on the fly after a release of a new version of the data dictionary. When Mitch sent back his review of it, he went ahead and proposed some changes to the static portions. So I guess sort of the overall philosophical question is, would you guys rather I just got something out there right now with the updates to the non-static portions, or would you prefer that I actually go through and do an overhaul of the static portions and get them updated and brought into sync with current standards before publishing this thing? I definitely believe we need to do that update to the static portions one way or another, but the question is, do we hold off production of the PDF version for that update, or do we just go ahead and publish it now and then do the update and then publish an updated version?
Do you want to give a...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Dick.
Well, I was going to ask what the time estimate was for updating the static part.
Oh, gosh.
And my question is, who's the customer who's waiting for it?
Well, you guys are the ones, basically, that have been, I think, the largest customer in terms of... Dick, I know you at one time had expressed an interest in having... I think it was Dick.
Yeah.
You know, a version that you could just basically carry around on a CD or on a computer rather than having to...
Welcome back, Ron.
rather than hauling around the huge paper version. And the biggest problem is that we don't have basically a... In a sense, we've lost the first few chapters of the data dictionary. We don't really have a version of them out there. Now, I think Emily posted that front section on the website finally, but it's not in any way combined with the online data dictionary.
One customer is all the mission instrument teams who cite this as one of their applicable documents in their CISs.
Well, and, you know, it might be nice to be able to throw this on an archive disk. I mean, there's, you know, no argument there. I mean, right now, the closest thing that people have got to something that they could throw into an archive would be the PDFDB.full. And as Dick has noted many times, that doesn't contain all the information that's in the data dictionary.
It's also hard to read unless you're one of the initiated.
You got it, yeah. Not that the PDF version contains everything either, but at least it is a more human-readable format. So, I don't know. Does that answer the question about the customer?
Maybe it's better to get something out than to wait another year.
You know, I could certainly put some kind of a comment in a preface noting that this version only contains updates to the non-static portions and that we recognize that much of it still needs to be updated. I mean, should I go ahead with something like that?
Yeah, but you might list the chapter numbers rather than say it's static and non-static, because most people won't understand the difference.
Yeah. Not a problem. I can do that. But I think that was the major remaining issue. Most of the formatting things I think I had managed to get under control. So, okay, so is the consensus basically move ahead with this, and then we can get into actually worrying about the static portion update as the next step? That would make Dan and BMC very happy, I think.
Well, that's not a bad thing to make them happy every now and again. We disappoint them so frequently other times.
All right. Okay, so then what we're going to do there is, okay, move ahead with non-static updates, do static updates later. All right, sounds good. Okay, any more issues that anyone's aware of at this time?
Next call.
Next call would probably be the 12th of November. It'd be interesting to note whether or not I can get the line then, but hopefully the Gorilla project has gone away by then. Okay, so how does November 12th work out for everyone?
Okay.
Fine.
It's after the election. Who knows what's going to be happening by then?
Good point.
I don't think the world's going to end, but
there may not be any lines or money.
No, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. Oh, boy, I can't even
I thought we were already out of money.
Yeah, let's just plan as though everything is okay.
All right, maybe I should get off the phone before I completely die here.
You did well.
Well, you guys haven't heard all the hacking I've done offline. All right.
That's after the time change, so do we still meet at 9 your time?
That is correct. Yeah, that affects just you guys, hopefully, I think. Okay,
maybe the people living in the Maverick states, eh?
Yes. Let's see, 15.
That was cold.
Okay, can I get the... oops, I got the wrong date. All right, sounds good.
Do you want to try to do that 11:45 by email? If the working group lead moves it along, it should be done, implemented with 11:44. That's my only concern.
Okay, but does that mean, Dick, are you officially off the working group now?
I'm off. If you want somebody to read it, give you feedback, I'll do that. I just don't want responsibility for leading a working group.
Okay.
Okay. Actually, Susie, yeah, so if you want to go ahead and send out something. Okay, basically, first have the working group agree on it, but then we can probably go ahead and just send it out for a vote without waiting for the next telecon. I think that's what Dick was just saying. I don't have any problem with that.
I'll try.
All right. And I am sitting here trying to confirm. Yes, okay, we can get November 12th. Not a problem. Okay, sounds good. Next meeting is scheduled then. Okay, we'll talk to you guys later. Thank you all for phoning in.
Hey, thank you.
Alrighty.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Better.